This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the ICA Global Cooperative Conference at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today, for the first time in 130 years long history of the International Cooperative Alliance, ICA. The Global Cooperative Conference and General Assembly are being organized in India. On the occasion, Mr. Modi will launch a commemorative stamp on the International Year of Cooperatives 2025. Prime Minister of Bhutan, Dasho Shering Thobge, and Deputy Prime Minister of Fiji, Manoa Kamikamika, will also attend the conference. Our correspondent reports that the global conference is being hosted by Indian Farmers Fertilizer Cooperative Limited in collaboration with ICA and Government of India and Indian cooperatives Amul and Kripco. The winter session of Parliament will begin today. The session will provide 19 sittings spread over a period of 26 days. However, there will be no sitting of Parliament on 26th November on account of commemoration of Constitution Day. The main function relating to celebration of Constitution Day will take place at the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan, where the Constitution was adopted on 26th of November 1949. Yesterday, the government had convened an all-party meeting in New Delhi to ensure smooth functioning of both the Houses of Parliament. Talking to reporters after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that the government is ready to discuss any issue during the winter session of Parliament. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has urged members to follow parliamentary decorum in the House, taking inspiration from the debates and discussions of Constituent Assembly. In an exclusive interview to Akashwani News, Mr. Birla hoped that the MPs will contribute to the tradition of positive and constructive debates. He appealed to the MPs to establish highest standard of decorum in Parliament. The full interview can be heard on Surkhio Mein program of Akashwani News today at 7:10 p.m. on 100.1 FM Gold. The government will launch a national campaign, Ab Koi Bahana Nahi, in New Delhi today. The campaign calls on the public, government and key stakeholders to take actionable steps to eliminate gender-biased violence. It is a collaborative effort between the Ministries of Home and Child Development and Rural Development with support from UN Women. At the campaign, a film on Ab Koi Bahana Nahi will be released to showcase the need for accountability for all stakeholders, including each citizen, to pledge against ending gender-biased violence. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw will address the National Convention of All India Scheduled Caste and Scheduled Tribes SCST Railway Employees Association at Ajani Railway Ground in Nagpur, Maharashtra this morning. The National Convention and annual general meeting of this organization could not be held for the last 5 years due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Therefore, the association has decided to hold the National Convention this year at Nagpur on a grand scale in the background of Constitution Day, which is on 26th of November. Divisional President of SCST Railway Employees Association, M. Chandramohan, has informed that about 30,000 members of the association from across the country are expected to attend this two-day convention. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw watched the movie The Sabarmati Report in New Delhi yesterday. The film is based on the burning of a coach of Sabarmati Express train near Godhra Station, Gujarat in 2002. In cricket, Team India will aim to clinch the opening test match on the fourth day of the Border Gavaskar Trophy against Australia at Perth today. And that's the end of this news bulletin.